We learned that the Vayelchu was in the same vein, that when the Meraglim initially set out on their mission, they were already Be'etzerah, they were already thinking very, very bad things. Now the truth is that this Chazal is Tzorech Bir, and the Mashal already asks the Kasha, because we know that the Meraglim were chosen people. The Pasuk refers to them as Anoshim. Rashi says the word Anoshim is a Loshon of Chashivos. So these were literally Nesiei Ha'am, these were very, very Chashiv people. And the story of the Meraglim, the way we always understood it was, that although at the onset they were very, very chashev, but somewhere along the way, gaiva, whatever the story was, they end up having the tremendous yerida. But vayelchu already be'etzerah, that seems to be a chiddush. That seems to be inconsistent, even with all the chiddushim that we already knew about the story of the Meraglim. So the Marsha says, he's very sasum, but you must say that when Moshe Rabbeinu chose the Meraglim, at that point they were anoshim chashuvim. However, something happened from when they were chosen until they packed their bags and actually set out on their little odyssey. And from the Zman of the Bechira until the Zman of the Halicha, they went from being Anoshim Chashuvim to Av Halicha Be'etzerah. And the question is, what could have possibly happened? Meaning, it seems like this was a short period of time when they were chosen, they're the biggest Tzaddikim. And now, all of a sudden, before they even set out, they got this Shteller, and the halicha was already be'etzerah. So the emphasis, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, in the beginning of Parshas Shlach, asks this kasha, and the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, a dover nifla, which I believe gives insight into a little bit of pnimius ha-Torah in terms of understanding shlichus, and the very, very halachic concept of shluchay shaladam kemoisai. The Aruch Chaim is discussing this very question, and he says like this, Oy efshar, litzacha kavonas ha-mishalchem hoisarah, it could be, that being that the kavona of the mishalchem, Klal Yisrael, when they said that we want people to go scout the land, their machshavas, their intent was not good. So because the mishalleach, in this case the mishalchem had bad kavonas, tafel poyach harab shliach, it created something bad inside the shliach. And that's why the shluch and the meraglim, agam they were chashuvim, it ended up a shluch eshaladim kemoisai, and somehow they got a little bit of the bad that was nichlal inside the mishaleach. And says the Aruch Chaim, v'yivolei boy, because you find this inyan, that if somebody sends somebody to do something, even if the shliach is a reina mensch, but if the mishaleach has bad kavanas, it's possible that the bad kavanas of the mishaleach can create a tchuna ra inside the shliach, mashalei hoisa boy koida, which he didn't have previously. It's for that reason, even though they were tzaddikim, but as soon as they started being meraglim, and it came from the fact that the meshalchim had bad intents, the yatsu lahodiach, and that's why their eitzah immediately was lahodiach, to try to talk the yidden out of wanting to go into Eretz Yisrael. But this gives us a little bit of an insight, maybe, in the idea of shluchay shaladim kemoisai. Shluchay shaladim kemoisai is a din, and it's the backdrop of so much of Torah Shabbal Peh. But when somebody makes somebody a shliach, there's a kesher, there's some shaychus, there's some energy between the meshalach and the shliach. Ad kidei kach, that if the meshalach's intentions are bad, you volley boy, it's possible that something will create inside the shliach where somehow he'll take a little bit of the mishaleach and a pnimiyistik level of shluchay shaladam kemoisai. And that's what happened to Meraglim. So when Moshe Rabbeinu picks the Meraglim, you and you and you, these are Anoshim Chashuvim. But the minute they took on the Shlichos, it was Chal Shluchay Shaladim Kemoisai, and something all of a sudden triggers inside the Meraglim. And that's why, says the Gemara, Vayelchu Vayuvayu, that Ma Bia was Be'etzerah, Afalicha was Be'etzerah. Not to go too crazy, but could be this would be a little bit of an insight into the idea that you find that Oivdei Kechavim are excluded from the parish of Shlichos, and even Amum Yisrael is excluded from the parish of Shlichos. Ma'atem b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris, because a Shlichos is a real bond, it's an energy that connects the Mishaleach and the Shliach. And Lahabdu ben Yisrael la'amim, you can't have maybe a Shlichos between a Yisrael and a Oivdei Kechavim, again, above our pay grade, but Tein L'chacham v'yech gamoy.